This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and from his mobile office, I think maybe in Franklin County, is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers home, that covers business, politics, culture, and more in the Fort Smith region. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I spent the first part of this week covering a major story we thought we had in Fort Smith. I walked outside one morning, and my yard was wet, and I looked across the road, and my neighbor's yard was wet. To the left and the right of me, their yards were wet. And I thought, what are the chances that all of us could have a water leak at the same time? And apparently, Kyle, there's this thing called rain, and it's an amazing cycle. You know, you have evaporation and condensation and warm and cold air masses, and this stuff falls from the sky. So that was just new concept to us. We thought we had a breaking story, but we were told that it's happened before.
Perhaps not in recent memory, but I think we do have scientific proof that it has happened before. There were some relatively new numbers about metro personal incomes in Arkansas in the eight largest metro areas. All of them had gone up in the when compared to the previous year's numbers.
You know, from 2008 to 2009, the metro incomes in Arkansas all dived. I think there might have been one or two exceptions, but they all declined. So in 2010, they were up. And that's obviously good news. They're up. Some economists we talked to said, well, they're up because you had easy comparisons to 2009. And they also pointed out that the inflation rate jumped from 0.2% to 1.8%. So I think it's still good news. Incomes are up. That's the right direction. Yes, we were comparing against low 2009 numbers, and yes, the higher inflation rate will cut into that income in terms of it being disposable. But it's a good report, and let's hope that the 2011 figures, which we'll get about this time in 2012, will be just as we'll continue that trend.
Personal incomes up in the larger areas of Arkansas. The city of Fort Smith is going to look at the efficiency of water and sewer operations in the city. What's going to happen with that?
Well, I think the city, there are several reasons they're doing that. Number one, we have some sales taxes that support some significant bond work, both to enhance our water system, Lake Fort Smith expansion, the addition of larger pipes to move more water to the Fort Smith area, and also wet weather sanitation work. Mm. And this is multi-million dollar. This isn't just a million here or there. It's 30 million at a time, 70 million at a time. So I think what the city directors are wanting to know is, let's just look at this. Are we as efficient as we can be with this department and how we spend this money? Do we have the right people in place, the right policies in place? It's just, you know, it probably should have happened. This kind of review maybe should have happened years ago, but it'll be interesting. The consultants are going to look at it. They're going to look at rate structures. They're going to look at how the department works. So hopefully it's healthy. It would appear to be healthy. I mean, to have someone from the outside come and look at what you're doing and hopefully give you some good, honest, constructive criticism, tell you what you're doing right also. Now, there have been a few critics, and this is what kind of puzzles me. You know, some of the same people who have badgered the city about they need to be more efficient and they need to, you know, use their dollars better. Well, now the city is doing that, and some of these same people are saying, well, look, they're bringing in a consultant to tell them they need to raise rates because they don't have the nerve to do it themselves. So city staff, it seems like sometimes they can't win for losing, you know, damned if you do and damned if you don't. But hopefully it'll be a good exercise for the city.
And finally, yesterday, more than 700 people gathered in Fort Smith to say goodbye to a real champion of the city and someone who has been a very important part of it for decades, and that was Samuel Sicard.
Right. It was an amazing service. Like you said, 700 people there. Prior to the service, there was the funeral procession that traveled down Garrison Avenue past First National Bank. Obviously, Sam Sicard, the president, chairman, and CEO of that large bank corporation, which owns Bank of Rogers there in Northwest Arkansas. I mean, it's a very large regional banking operation. Mr. Sicard, who's he's involved in everything, he supported everything, but he never would take credit. I mean, he would go out of his way to refuse to take credit. I mean, it's just the darndest thing I've ever seen. But he was very humble, but very influential. I mean, I wrote in a recent essay that not since Raleigh Boreham died, the Baldor chief, not since he died in 2006, have I been as concerned about how you fill a leadership gap in a community. And I'm concerned. I mean, Mr. Sicard, he impacted the community in ways we'll never, ever know, just because he was so humble and he didn't want credit for it. But it was a great service. His son, Sam T. Sicard, delivered just an outstanding eulogy. And it's just, I'm amazed at people who can eulogize a parent and, you know, keep their wits. He never once broke down. Great speech. He really manned up, so to speak, and just really honored his father with some great comments. But it'll be interesting to see how that bank goes forward. But it's a big, big loss to the region, to the Fort Smith region, and I would say to the state banking industry.
Michael Tilley is the editor and the publisher of thecitywire.com. It covers politics, business, culture, and more for the Fort Smith region. Thanks for pulling over and talking with me, and safe travels the rest of your trip.
You're welcome, and I'm glad you made it back from Colorado well.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. Have a good week.
All right.